Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Just one place in Scripture to open. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Praise the Lord. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. You got to be strong to win this fight. Amen. Here's the topic. Be strong in the Lord. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask even now, Lord, that by your word, Lord, that by your spirit, Lord, even in this church, Lord, I pray that you would help people to be strong in the Lord. Lord, not just strong in our flesh, not just strong in our abilities, not just strong in things of this world, but strong in the spirit, Lord, strong in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Be strong in the Lord. To give a attempt to say that these are difficult days would be an extreme understatement. Tell you what, there is so much working against us, working against you. There's our own carnal flesh. We got to get past our own selves. And sometimes we can and are our own worst enemy. So we got to be strong enough to get past our own flesh and then past the flesh of those around us and things in the world. And, you know, it seems like it could be mountains of obstacles. Paul described today, our day, from Ephesians 6:13 as the evil day. Man, there is a lot of evil in our day. Amen. We are living literally in the last days. I believe we are living in the time that the Bible speaks of, an evil day, the last days. Paul also described our day as perilous times. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, and it goes on. That's enough of the list. I'll tell you what, we are living in perilous times. We understand the Bible warns that the last days are going, our day, what we live in right now, is going to bring spiritual deception. You know, there's lots of churches on lots of corners all over our country. But be careful, because we need what the Word of God says. Not just what he said, she said, what they say. That's not what we need. We need what the Word of God says. We know that in these last days, it will bring moral decay. Man, our society has swung to the extreme of immoral things. Men pretending to be women and women pretending to be men, and Lord, please forbid that they would cross over. Wickedness in high places. I mean, it's rampant in our society. There is, in fact, in our society today an open hostility toward the truth. If you speak against wickedness, if you speak against open sin, the world will come against you. To say that we live in a hard world would be an understatement of facts. Culture is increasingly anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-faith. We're seeing popular concepts and decisions and commitments being shaped by self-interest rather than the Word of God. This life, our life, your life, my life presents ongoing struggles. It's not that we can find a place to hide. There's ongoing struggles. Because we live in a fleshly body, there's problems with our health. Getting old is not for the weak. Probably get at least one amen back there. Come on, help me out. It's not like it used to be. I'm not 35 anymore. And yes, sometimes we get sick. Yes, there's pain sometimes. Yes, there's weakness. Problems in finances and the rising cost of living. If you make the same, you're losing ground. Debt, insecurity, relationships, family tensions, misunderstandings, broken friendships, betrayals. The list could just go on. Problems at school, problems at work, pressures of stress and unfair treatment. Confusion. People get confused. What am I going to do now? John chapter 16, verse 33. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. I have hope because I know who Jesus is. We truly are in a spiritual battle. We are fighting for our lives, our spiritual lives. The devil hates the righteous. He should not be ignored. He is a deceiver and should not be underestimated. Neither should he be feared. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Man, I can give you story after story of victory over over sin, over Satan, over spiritual attacks, over demons. I tell you, there is no power stronger than the power of God. Amen. Do not be afraid of the devil when you have the Holy Ghost, when you have God on your side. Don't be afraid of the devil. The devil, his weapons that he chooses to use again and again, Brother Potosky was pointing out, he's using the same tricks, same lies, same methods, same tactics as he used in the Garden of Eden. He's using the same things against men and women today. Accusations. The devil likes to use accusations. Accusations against the brethren. The devil uses lies. He's the father of lies. Deception. The devil wants to deceive you. Confusion. He's the author of confusion. Now, perhaps, I can't prove this, it's my opinion, that his number one tool is influence. He wants to try to use influence. Subtle, persistent, and destructive influence to tear your life down. That's his tactic. That's a tactic of the devil. His strategies rarely come in the form of an open assault. They come through thoughts, voices, temptations, cultural pressures, influence. His specialty, the devil's specialty, influencing evil people, guess what? To do evil. Ephesians 2, verse 2. Working in the children of disobedience. Amen. Where in a time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now worketh in the children of disobedience. The devil wants to use disobedient people to do disobedient things. Make it worse in the world. So the world is listening to the devil to make the world worse. The devil influences hateful people, guess what? To hate. Hatred is fueled by adversity. He divides, destroys, robs people of God's love. Right. Influencing selfish people to live only for themselves. It's a tactic of the devil. Philippians chapter 2, verse 21. For all seek their own, not the things which are Christ's. Self-centeredness is one of the devil's most effective lies. It's all about me. It's a favorite thing that the devil wants to make people believe. It's a lie. It's not. Hold on now. I got a revelation for you. It's not all about you. Oh, man, I see some of those eyes pop out. It's a tactic of the devil. Amen. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. I just read that. At least Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. The EXP version of this very same verse. We are not ignorant of Satan's plans, schemes, intentions. It's the devil's plan to mess the whole world up. To mess you up. To mess the church up. Don't despair. Even in the middle of evil days, in the middle of a hostile world, daily challenges, spiritual opposition, you are strong in the Lord. If you've got the Holy Ghost, you are strong in the Lord. Amen. You have power that an unsaved, ungodly, unknowing person in the world, they don't have this power. It's natural for them, for the ungodly, for the disobedient, for the sinner, for the worldly, the ungodly, to believe the lies of Satan. When you know what the Word of God says and you have the Holy Ghost, you are strong in the Lord. God's grace is greater than any and all sin. Romans chapter 5, verse number 20. But where sin abounded, there's a lot of it, grace did much more abound. Sin may be everywhere. At least it seems like it is. But God's grace is greater. Grace is not just a pardon from the past. It is power for the present. Victory is not based on our strength. It is based on the strength of God. How great is God? I haven't figured it out yet. He's greater than my imagination. God is bigger than every problem. I don't know, there was a song a long time ago. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. I couldn't sing that. I mean, I don't know how to sing that song, but it's a great song. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. But what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'll tell you what, God is on my side. I am on God's side. Amen. And whatever that the world brings against us, the church, is bound to fail. No enemy, human or otherwise, can prevail against the people of God. Because God is on our side. Read the back of the book. We win. Second Kings chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. The prophet and his servant were surrounded by an army. And the prophet is telling him this. Those that be with us is more than they that be with them. Sometimes we have a problem seeing with spiritual eyes. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open the eyes of your servant that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. Sometimes we feel like we're all alone in the problem in our life. Oh, woe is me. I don't know what I'm going to do. That was BC, before Christ. Because now, after the Lord has opened my eyes, I know that there is more glory, more power, more deliverance. There's more of everything in Jesus than there is in the world. God is a present help in trouble. Psalm 46, verse number 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He does not just show up after the storm. He's a very present help. He's right there with you in the storm. Now, note, sometimes we still go through storms. But I'm not in the storm of this life all by myself. I can make it through every storm because God is on my side. When troubles come, when I don't know what to do, I can pray and I can petition God. I can put my troubles on Him and He will see me through the trouble, through the storm. Be strong in the Lord. His presence is our refuge. He is our strength. My confidence is in Him. It's not in me. You know, I'm finding out even more and more as time goes by that this flesh is weak. No matter how strong you used to be or how strong you think you are, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is strong. Be strong in the Lord. Believe the word of God. Do not despair. Lift up your head. Amen. Luke chapter 21, verse 28. And when these things began to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. If you're in a really bad spot, look really hard for God. He's right there. He's right with you. You don't have to go far. He's already found you. When the world, and sometimes this happens, I think, to every one of us, at some point, the world seems like it's falling apart. When that happens, believers can rejoice. Our redemption is drawing near.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Now, perilous times are going to come. The Bible tells us that. In fact, it tells us a whole bunch of details on what's going to happen in the end time. But rest assured, God has everything in control. God knows what He's doing. And God is on your side. Okay, hold on. In realistic terms, we have two choices. Choice number one, hide from reality. There's at least one guy laughing. If you're trying to hide from reality, that's not good. You could bury your head in the sand. Pretend things are not bad. You could pretend that we are not in a spiritual battle, but you really are. Denial never produces victory. That's choice number one. You could hide from reality. Choice number two, you can be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
This is breaking it way, way, way down, simple stuff. You could pretend, I'm okay. How are you doing? Oh, I'm okay. You lying somebody. You got problems at home and problems here and problems there, and you're collecting problems.
Right.
Oh, I'm okay. Of course, you don't want to give them a sob story in the hallway.
No.
You could say, God is good. Amen.
Yes.
Hey, God is good.
Yes.
That's the truth. Contrary to popular opinions, strength does not come from self-will. You are not secure because of your money or your education or your position. Our strength must be in the Lord and in the power of His might. We got to trust in the Lord for our strength.
Yes.
Amen. Five essentials for becoming strong in the Lord. We must put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, 13 to 17. I've got the amplified version on my notes. Put on the complete armor of God, so that you will be able to successfully resist and stand your ground in the evil day. And having done everything that the crisis demands, to stand firm in your place, fully prepared, immovable, victorious. So stand firm and hold your ground. Put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6, verse 18, the very next verse in the King James Version, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Amen.
And you can pray about anything. You can pray about everything. The key here is to pray. You've heard this. This is certainly, I don't know where this saying came from, but it's certainly true. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. If you're not praying about your problem, well, then you're trying to handle your problem on your own. Yeah, how's that working out for you? Pray. Ask God. Bring your need, your petition unto the Lord. Prayer keeps us connected to God and His strength. Put on the whole armor. Be committed to a lifestyle of prayer. Number three, we must have a made up mind. A made up mind to stand firm in faith. There is no place else for me to go. This is it, my friend. I am going to believe on Jesus Christ till I take my last breath. There is no place else to go. There are no other options. Not in my mind, not in my heart, not in my life. This is it. Make up your mind. Oh, well, if I can get so-and-so to come with me. No, make up your mind. Stand firm in faith. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Well, women need to be strong in the Lord too. But this is my Bible study, so I get to pick that verse. It is our faith that holds us steady when circumstances try to shake us. It's because I know who Jesus is. It's because I have faith in Him. No matter what comes, when life comes, when things happen, when or if and when you get sick, I still know God is a healer. Be connected in prayer. Number four, be filled with the Holy Ghost. I think most every prayer meeting people, they gotta pray that people will get the Holy Ghost. People gotta have the Holy Ghost. That's true. It's absolutely true. We need to have the Holy Ghost and have that Holy Ghost power. Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, ye shall receive power. Someone say power.
Power.
Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I'll tell you what, you will have power of God to overcome things in the flesh. Even if you failed before, with the Holy Ghost, you'll succeed. Luke chapter 24, verse 49, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, or you will be endued with power from on high. I send the promise of my Father upon you. Someone go like this. The Bible's talking about me. You are going to have the power of the Holy Ghost. It's a promise. That verse behind me, and ye shall, not maybe, might, and sometimes, or a few folks. No, it says, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And behold, I send the promise of my Father, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Right.
Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Amen.
That power God wants to give us. Amen. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. The last line, well, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Verse 19, Romans 5, 19. By the power of the Spirit of God. Romans 15, verse 19. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. That's not the right one. 2 Timothy. Okay, there we go. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. You do not have to fear the devil. The devil is subject unto God.
Right.
And when you have the Holy Ghost, you have the power of God over Satan. Satan, don't tell him to get behind you. Tell him to get out of here. Leave. Don't ask the devil to follow you around. He might. Get out of here. Leave. In the name of Jesus. Second Timothy 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Man, people have thinking problems today. They think things that are not reasonable. But God wants you to have His power. God wants you to have His love. He wants you to understand how much God loves you. He wants you to know that His power is in you. And He wants you to have a sound mind. Stop all the stinking thinking. When you're thinking of the things in the world and of troubles and of bad stuff, stop! God is on my side. God is going to see me through. God will help me. You can be confident in the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. I tell you, our walk with God is not supposed to be humdrum and dry and dull. I've had numerous people tell me, or express unto me, man, you can feel the presence of God in your church services. If you were thinking in the Holy Ghost, service is supposed to be where you feel God. It's supposed to, that's normal. If you're not feeling the presence and the power and the anointing of God, that's not normal. Feeling the presence of God is normal. Feeling the miraculous power of the Holy Ghost every time we come to church is normal. It's normal when you have the Holy Ghost. It's normal when you worship and praise and worship God. It happens every time we gather. It's normal. You should get used to it. Tell you what, you're going to like it. I like to feel the presence of God. The Holy Ghost is our power. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Number five, you need the Holy Ghost, or four was Holy Ghost. You must have your feet firmly planted on the Word of God. I'll tell you what, when you know what the Word of God says, you don't have to worry. The devil is still going to lie to you. But you will recognize that's a lie from Satan. You will know that that is not the truth. It is a lie. If you know what the Word of God says, I tell people spiritually, you are bulletproof. The lies, the arrows, the piercings of Satan cannot harm you. Like Superman. Bing, bing. the lies of the devil, it's not going to penetrate your mind. That's, you're not going to dwell on the lies of Satan because you know what the Word of God says. You got to get in the Word. You need to know what the Bible says. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and of the marrow. And the light is so bright I can't read. You can read it up there. Joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and of the intents of the heart. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 6. Switch. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm sorry. I said 6. 16. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Every one of us, everybody who receives the Holy Ghost is going to have the power of God unto salvation. You don't have to, you cannot. The devil is not going to make you believe a lie because you have the Holy Ghost. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. The world thinks Christians are fools. That's what the world thinks. But unto us that are saved, it is the power of God.
Right. Amen.
Amen. The preaching of the cross. I don't know how many times I'll be preaching a message and someone will tell me after church, "Oh, that was just for me." And then it was just for the other person too. How did you know we were talking about that last night? I didn't, but God did.
Yes.
How do the singers know what we're preaching? Because you sing the songs, the Holy Ghost. Or how does the person doing prayer requests take my very same message, the very same scripture that I'm going to read for my message and use it for prayer? I don't know, but it happens a lot. It's the Holy Ghost. God is orchestrating, putting things in order. You do this, you do that, you do that, and I'm going to do the rest. God is going to move in our midst. Amen. Many people feel like the Word of God is okay, but they have a question. Will it work in real life? Yep.
Every time.
Not always on my time. Not always on your time. But always in God's time. Always. Trust God's word. You can trust God's words in financial hardships. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Here it is in the Word of God. If it's in the Word of God, I can believe what the Word of God says. He shall supply all your need. Trust God. Trust in God's provision. And not underline, italicize, and capitalize, not just human resources. There are times where it is in order and God's plan for us to sacrifice unto him. And God will see us through. It's, I don't know, I cannot count the times. But God is faithful.
Oh, yes.
Trust God's word in your finances. Trust God's word in your relationships. Your marital relationships. Even if you are having a hardship, believe God, believe his word, and God will see you through. Not maybe, might sometimes or once in a while. I'm talking every single time. All the time. You trust God and God will see you through. Jesus. Somebody else say it. Jesus. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Moving a little bit further. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Right.
Man, I have been forgiven. Right? I had my sins washed away when I was baptized in Jesus. Not in that tank, but in a tank much like it. Actually, the tank was in the floor back when I got baptized, when I was 12, a long time ago. But God forgave me. So guess what? I have to forgive other people. I am not allowed by the Holy Ghost to hold a grudge. Just can't. I am not going to hell because of what you did. That's not a good trade. Don't do it. That just don't make any sense. Don't lose your salvation over what somebody else thinks or said or does. Forgive them. Go on. Live for God. Forgiveness and forbearance builds strong relationships. It will. You got to, husbands and wives need to forgive each other. Children and parents need to forgive each other. Friends and brothers and sisters in Christ need to forgive each other. Trust God, trust his word all the time. James chapter 4, verse number 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This is the word of God. This is a Bible study. This is what it says in the Bible. The devil will leave when you submit yourself to God. Victory requires both submission to God and resistance to the enemy. Don't give in to the lies of Satan. Don't give in to the wiles of the devil. Trust God. Trust His Word. Even in emotional hardships. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's how I keep my sanity. As I put Jesus as the primary focus of my life. When I put Jesus first, then everything else gets put in place. Amen. God's peace guards the believer's emotions. You know, our flesh can be overly emotional in our flesh. But God keeps us in check. Trust God's word in physical hardships. Is Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. When Jesus died on the cross, man, he had wounds on the outside. He had bruises on the inside. He was chastised, beaten, whipped for our peace. And with his stripes, we are, someone say are, we are healed. I was talking to someone today. It is absolutely miraculous. In this local assembly, Apostolic Lighthouse, we've probably had at least 8 or 10 people healed with cancer. I know of at least 3 people that were healed of deafness in this church. In my own personal experience, I've had people that were lame, torn ligaments, going for operations the very next day with the x-ray packet in their hand, throw down the crutches and run down the aisle. Healed in Jesus' name. Broken bones that were put back together. Backs that were so sore he couldn't move, sit up and run. The list, you could go on and on and on and on and on. Hundreds, I'm not talking about 2 or 3, I'm talking about hundreds of physical miracles. I personally have seen in our church. I tell you, that's the way it's supposed to be. That, my friend, is normal. If the place your buddy's going to church isn't normal, don't go there. Go to a normal church. God's moving and presence and power is normal. That's what we should expect. We should have an anticipation of. We should be waiting for. We should be looking for. We should be expecting God to do great things. With his stripes, we are healed. He is our healer. The days truly are difficult, but there is nothing that God and you can't handle. Whatever comes. Our world certainly is sinful, but there's nothing God, his word, and his blood and his power can't handle. He can handle anything. The enemy certainly is raging, but there's nothing God and you can't handle. God gave you the church. This church was put here for you. We can and should have victory. We do have, in the Holy Ghost, spiritual authority. Satan, get out. Sickness, be healed. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. I got to wait till he gets this on there because I want you to read it with me. You are of God, little children.
Amen.
That's you, even if you're 64 and a half. That's me. And have overcome them.
Yeah.
I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I repented of my sins. I got baptized in Jesus' name. I have a revelation of who Jesus is. I know who God is. Jesus.
Amen.
And have overcome them because, get this now, read this last part with me. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Get it in your mind. Get it in your heart. Get it in your spirit. Be strong in the Lord. The indwelling of the Spirit of God is greater than any spirit of deception, any presence of fear, any wickedness in this world. God is greater. This is not a case of positive thinking. It is a divine reality. This is who we are in Jesus. The presence of God that resides within us is our victory. Power. Someone say power.
Power.
Real power. The only power is in Jesus Christ. There is no other power or authority on earth. All power is in Jesus. Luke chapter 10, verse 19, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I learned this verse of scripture in Sunday school when I was a little boy. And I used, if I didn't get home before the street lights came on and the alley got dark, and I knew the dog was there on the way to my house, nothing is going to hurt me. And I'm trying to hurry to get home. I'd be quoting this verse of scripture. You know, that dog never bit me. Praise the Lord. Stand with me. Serpents and scorpions represent the enemy's power. The enemy's position. Enemy's schemes. None of that is going to hurt me. because I know who Jesus is. Finally, the verse I started with, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Finally, my brethren, read this with me. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Go on, next one. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on Jesus. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I pray, Lord, that your people will be strong in the Lord, that this service, Lord, has helped somebody to build their faith and to believe in Jesus, to trust in you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. I worship you, Jesus. Glory to your name, O God. I worship you, my Lord. Have your way, Jesus, in us. Help us, Lord, to be strong in the Lord. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being there with us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.